we have very clear in the law about what can be done and what cannot be done, like employment contracts. One of the problems we are facing today as a new government is that the many contracts which were signed within the last 14 days, and if you don't take care, you run the country into all kinds of judgment debt, because these agreements have also been signed and may be legally binding, and certain provisions are there to be met. You can't just come and say, I'm abrogating it. Some of the conditions in them are such that you can't also implement them, because it is not in the interest of the state. So what do? We are taking these agreements now one by one, and under the able leadership of Attorney General, we are looking at them. But it's a complete waste of efforts and time and man hours. We shouldn't have done them in the first instance.
Contributing to the issue, a former Minister of State, Rashid Pelpo, said the erstwhile administration had to take certain decisions because of their importance. He called on Parliament to fine-tune the Transitional Act to prevent needless conflicts in future.
Another key area that we experienced some challenges were decision makings about appointments, contract signing, foreign policy, and etc. etc. There were times the president needed to agree on something he had been negotiating long ago, but he wouldn't be the one to implement it. Besides that, it would not normally agree with the incoming government, because these are two varied policy outlook administrations. So should there not be a law that tells you the extent to which you can make these kinds of decisions about key appointments?
The IEA says transition remains integral to good governance, and so it must be managed effectively to prevent the deepening of political polarization and tensions in Ghana's body politic. Zephaniah Dwa, former minister in charge of private-public partnership, Dr. Rashid Pelpo, has described as misplaced the statement by senior minister Yasafu Mavu that some contracts signed by the NDC in its last days in office were done in bad faith and morally wrong. Dr. Pelpo explains circumstances under which some such contracts were signed.
There is nothing wrong with a government in power which has not handed over power, taking major decisions that is part of their mandate to carry out, because that's what they voted on. You present your manifesto to the people give you a certain mandate to carry out the manifesto. You start from day one to the end of your tenure of 4 years, you can carry out the mandate by any kinds of decisions that you proffer that will respond and correspond to the need for you to execute fully the mandate and your responsibility to that social contract between you and the people. His claim is that those contracts should not morally have been signed. But that's only out of moral considerations. It's not out of legal considerations. The only time it can be legally considered to be the case where ministers, where presidents will not be allowed or will be stopped from going ahead to sign contracts or to make decisions about appointments or to make foreign policy decisions would be if the law, and the law should be specific, barring them from doing so.
Would you say that the previous government did anything wrong in signing those contracts, especially some of the appointments that were made with regard to that of the Auditor General?
George, they did nothing wrong. President did nothing wrong. The minister did nothing wrong if they signed any contract. The only thing you can point at is to question the morality of it. But morality, under whose consideration, under whose definition? If you say that it's not morally right for a minister who is leaving office to sign a contract, now, will it be morally right for the minister not to sign the contract? Contracts are not signed at the spur of the moment. And there's no law pointing to the fact that you should not sign the contract. So there are two moral issues here. And I feel that because of that, if we want one definitive position about it, let's amend the law. If all Ghanaians think that it's better not to have a president or a minister sign a contract, let's put it on black and white. There's also a feeling that you could win the election again. 3 months to a possible exit of office, you would not advertise for any contract, so you would not be compelled to sign any contract. In the absence of that, there's nothing wrong with a minister signing a contract which had been in the process of consideration at the tail end of your exit of power.
The senior minister also said that some of the contracts were not in the interest of the people of Ghana. Do you agree? And which of those contracts were they pointing to?
That's another subjective view about it. You know, subjective because that's in accordance to his interpretation. And I'm happy he said that he talks. We think that whatever we are doing and whatever we did was in the best interest of the people of Ghana, because they gave us a mandate.